Peace and abundance always. Thank you for listening to the Conscious Podcast featuring Peter Abundant. Opportunity has a lot to do with patience and being ready. And being ready comes with lots and lots of training and practice. That is to say, if you want to be successful when the opportunity presents itself, because we often have infinite opportunities presenting itself to us throughout the day. Any given time, there are different opportunities right before our very eyes, but either we are not trained for it, interested in it, and just simply don't want it. But for those opportunities that we seek out, that we desire, that we are passionate about, work hard at and want, well, we have to ultimately be patient for those as well. And this is about that, patience. It is important to understand that though you have a dream, you have a desire, you work hard for, you know, things to align in which the way you desire, like, you know, your lifestyle, your passions, your dreams, it is imperative to realize and understand that though you are intelligent, you are wise, you are not the only intelligence involved in this materialization of dreams, right? Of purpose. But in fact, the universe is involved as well. And the patience comes in with not the randomness of things just falling into place or the randomness of an opportunity presenting itself to you, but realizing that, okay, though you have trained, you have put in the work, you continue to train, practice, putting the work, even program your mentality, and you are, in a sense, ready, you have to understand that the universe must also be ready, right? The universe must also trust in your readiness, and the universe is constantly observing you, waiting, testing you, and wanting to know that you are ready. Now, no one knows when you're ready until it is actually presented to you and you actually take the action and you move forward and make things happen in which you want to. But we all know that the universe is wise, right? And when I say the universe, you may call it God, Allah, different names, but ultimately the same thing. Though you may think you are ready, you may know, in fact, you are ready, and you may very well be ready, there is still a level of understanding that the universe has a plan, and within that plan, though you are ready, you have to be patient. Being patient involves simply waiting your turn and being in a position mentally, spiritually, physically even, to be able to notice the opportunity, right? Because it doesn't simply just fall in your lap. You have to see it. You have to notice it. You have to align yourself with it in certain ways. So I'm trying to think of an example, you know, like if you wish to create a certain kind of business, right? But you are, say, having a difficult time finding sources of funding this business, and the business is ready. You have everything that you can create or have already ready and planned out. You have a plan, you have an idea, you have the materials, you just need maybe some capital for marketing, advertising, buying more materials, such and such and such. and you are constantly thinking, okay, I need this, I need that. How do I get funding? How do I get funding? And randomly you stumble across a person who is also interested in starting a business. And maybe this person you get along with very well. Then you notice, okay, this is the opportunity. And I'm ready because I have everything planned out, laid out, and I can present this business idea to this individual, and we can perhaps partner up. We can perhaps talk about them investing in my business, and thus everything will move forward from there. You see, but that comes from you being ready with everything that you can possibly prepare. So that way, when the opportunity presents itself, you take notice, because the next step is therefore finding a partner, finding a funding source. This goes for everything else, relationships. This goes for fitness and health. I mean, in your relationships, you may say to yourself, well, you want this kind of person. You want a person who loves to travel, who loves to, you know, who can appreciate art, who loves music, who loves plays, who, you know, loves to work out and go to the gym and take care of themselves. Well, in order for you to attract that kind of person, to meet that kind of person, you ultimately have to be that kind of person. You have to go to those things yourself. You have to, you know, immerse yourself in that world, in that lifestyle by which you visualize yourself creating or having with this partner. Because there is where you will meet somebody like that. But the main key, one of the main keys, is actually being patient, you know, taking time out to enjoy you. Enjoy your process, enjoy what you have created, and trusting that what you have done is in fact ready. You know, that there are no questions, there are no doubts, there are no holes in what you are up to and what you have done thus far. So being patient then is trusting, okay, I've done my part. Now I sit and wait for the universe to give me a clue to move forward, present to me the opportunity, a person, a thing by which I need now to continue to move forward to align myself with the symphony of what the universe is up to. All right, because we're all intermingled, we're all intertwined. So my destiny may in fact be intertwined with yours, even though we may not ever meet. But the universe is designed in such a way that we're all one. We're all connected. Okay? We are all organisms within this entire organ of Earth, right? Of the world. So we have to understand that there is a timing involved. And yeah, we can probably push that timing a little bit, but the universe has ultimate say. And in that, trust it. Trust in the universe. Trust that it knows best, right? Because there's no way we know better than the universe. So trust that it knows best. Trust that its timing is right. And when you are ready, that timing will be clear to you as far as when you can then move forward to make whatever your dream is happen. Thank you so much for listening. Peace and abundance always.